Hey, welcome to the Soccer Specialist Podcast. Hope you are having a fantastic day. Today, I just want to cover something pretty quick. I'm going to stick to one topic, or I'll try to anyway. We'll see how it goes. I wanted to talk about, and I know you know this player, but I want to cover a few different scenarios in this. Wanting to receive a pass. Your teammate has the ball. You want to receive a pass. We have, which is, most of you out there, we have just a completely silent, right? The quiet ones. So the one I really want to talk about, though, that just drives me absolutely crazy, and for players that have a teammate like this, I know it drives you crazy. If you do this, please recognize it and see if we can improve on it, because it's little things like this that can make a huge difference in your team's performance, not just your own, but because your team, because your teammates as well. It makes it a lot easier for everybody out there. And that's simply the art of communication and communicating with each other, especially when it comes to passing. And I know you've all experienced this at some point, and that's the teammate that, as soon as your team gets the ball, you've got that player that just starts screaming the name of the person with the ball, right? Just starts screaming their name. Joey, Joey, Joey. Allie, 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 give me the ball. Right, and the player with the ball could be under a ton of pressure. Maybe they're facing their own goal. They've got two defenders on them. They've got the sideline there, and the player screaming for the ball is, well, it doesn't even matter if they're covered, but a lot of times they're completely covered, right? There's like five defenders between their teammate with the ball and them. There's no possible way to get that pass there. But every single time their team gets the ball, you've got that player that just screams the name of the player with the ball, no matter the situation. And it's funny, I have a player who started responding to this, not just the player screaming that's in no way open and no way in a position to receive the pass, although that's usually how it is. But you also have the players who might be in a position to help, but still all they're doing is screaming their teammate's name, right? Allie, Allie, Allie. And so I had a player who would start responding to that with variations of just saying my, very politely while with the ball and still playing, just saying my name isn't helpful. And it's not, right? You're under pressure. You've got the ball. Maybe you just received the ball, so you're not even sure of where everyone is. You just made a tackle. You get your head up, there's defense there, you're under pressure, maybe you're facing the touchline, and you've got a teammate or multiple teammates, which makes it even worse, screaming your name. Not at all helpful. Okay, so first of all, if a teammate gets the ball, you got to recognize a few things. One, are you in a position to receive a pass? If you're not, you shouldn't be screaming their name anyway. You might be able to be helpful in other ways verbally, but you shouldn't be screaming their name for a pass. Even if you are in a position to help and be open, just screaming their name is not helpful. And so you have to start getting into these situations for you and your teammates where you have to communicate constantly. And I'll probably dig into this in another episode of the bigger picture of talking and communication on the pitch and things you can do to improve it, because that is one of the things that I see as a real struggle for a lot of players, and that is communication, because you really should be talking about everything and all the time, even defensively, getting organized. And it's great to see a team that has that one or two player that is directs other players as well, not coaching them like we talk about from the sidelines, but in the way they should, in the way they should be being helpful. But you have to start communicating with players. And I wanted to use this first because it's a common example. I think it's one that you all recognize, and it's pretty easy to fix, right? Don't just scream your teammate's name. Don't scream their name to pass to you if you're completely uncovered or they're in a situation where there's just no way they could get you the ball. But then you have to take that to the next level and start communicating in a proper way that helps them and gives them passing options, right? Like drop, okay? Maybe your midfielder's got the ball, they're a little bit under pressure on the touch line, and you as the outside back you're in a position to relieve that pressure by receiving a pass, and your communication is drop, right? Specific, concise. You understand what it means. Your teammate understands what it means, and they can give you a pass, right? Square ball, a lateral pass across. Through ball, you may have that teammate that yells line, right? Maybe the outside back gets the ball, and they beat the pressure to the outside, and maybe you're a midfielder or a forward that's going to come over that way and up the field, and you're yelling line because you and your teammate know that if you say line, you're making that run for them to play a pass up the line. Maybe it's spot. Okay, maybe a player is getting in a position to cross, and you're yelling spot because your understanding is that you want the cross to the PK spot. Or maybe they get all the way deep to the end line, and you're yelling cutback. They know that's a cutback cross, or you're yelling near, so they know their cross should be near post because that's where you're going to make a run. Things like that, and then you add in simple things like you pass to a teammate, whether it's you, especially if their back is to the field of play. Right? Like maybe you're back playing it to a central midfielder and they're facing their own goal. Some things like time. Okay, so they know now that they have time to get their head up. They know they have time to turn, or turn, right? That was another one really specifically for a player facing their own goal. Pressure. Okay, so you're playing to their feet. They know they have pressure behind them. So that helps and affects what they do. Man on is another way of saying pressure as well. So things like that are really, really important. And as you said, everything right there, basically what a drop, square, line through, spot, cut back, near, time, turn, prep, right? Man on, all one word or at most two syllables, right? One and two syllables communication. And everyone should know what that means instantly, which is going to make the game much easier for all of you, right? It's going to speed up the play for the whole team. It's going to cut back on turnovers for the whole team. It's going to help with decision making for the whole team, and so on and so forth. So really, really simple thing. And there's also, I mean, for coaches, obviously, coaches need to demand that kind of communication from US players in every drill that they do. Coaches, you can even devise, drills where things have to be done, right? Make that part of the thing. Let's say a pass is played and no teammate says time, turn, pressure, or man on, free kick for the other team, right? Start adding elements like that as a coach, and to get your teams to start communicating. Okay, that's really important because, and for players. Players that are listening to this, I'll tell you this first of all, you are at the top of the top. Okay. And what I mean is, you may not be the absolute best player out there, but you are doing things that almost nobody else is doing in terms of your teammates, your competition, and so forth. Very, very few players out of the players playing are taking the time out to listen to podcasts that help them become better players. Okay. So, this gives you a chance to be a leader as well, even if you're not comfortable leading by, being rah-rah and giving team speeches and all that. You can lead by example. And so you can get this into your head and go out and practices and games and start implementing these things. And, hopefully you have teammates that enough times they listen to you constantly saying things like time, turn, drop, pressure, whatever it may be. That then they start doing it and it starts to build. Now, instead of a silent game going on there, you have you and your teammates constantly communicating in a purposeful way with each other. And it's going to make the entire game, everything about the game becomes easier for all of you. So I think that's awesome. Oh, one thing I do want to add, just as a reminder, the importance of this, because I see this so often. It's such a struggle that, Well, I can save it for another time. We only got about 10 minutes. I'll add it for another time. But I do want to end this. I want you to remember this. This is really so important. And I know I've talked about this many times. You might get sick of hearing it, but when it comes to things like failure and mistakes, you got to remember that the only actual failures are the players that quit. Okay? The professional players fail. They make mistakes all the time. And the only way that you're going to have a chance of being the best player you can be is to play without that fear of making mistakes. Because you're going to struggle if you're afraid to. You're going to get hesitant. You're gonna because you don't want to mess up, you're always gonna play it safe. And sometimes safe turns out to be risky because safe is also predictable. And then other teams, especially as you get older and play higher level teams, they get smarter and predictable work. It works against you, even though it may seem safe, because they know what you're going to do. And then so they adjust how they play to that, right? You're going to get rid of the ball too soon at times because you're afraid of losing it. You're going to hide instead of making runs, right? Instead of being that player that's not open but demanding the ball, you're going to be the player that purposefully is not open, right? You're going to get into positions where you're not open and not make runs to get open because you don't want the ball. Okay. You're never going to attack. You're never going to help your team by attacking offensively with the ball or making runs without the ball because you're afraid to make mistakes. And you need to forget about that. You need to embrace the mistakes as part of your journey to being a fantastic player. You need to understand that pursuing that improvement, right? That's going to encompass your entire career, right? Remember that becoming a better player is not one specific thing that you do. It's not, one touch. It's not one drill in a practice. It's not one practice or a game. It's not even a season, right? It's just ongoing right up until you no longer play and you start coaching. And I think that's really important for you to understand. And it's important to have fun as well, but working hard and having fun, they're not mutually exclusive. You can do both. You can play really hard and be intense and focused and smile. You can be real intense and still enjoy yourself. Yes, you can put in the work and have fun too. Okay. Remember that. Soccer is so awesome. It's such a great opportunity for you to learn so many things, to create and express yourself and be creative and enjoy the game and look the better, smarter. The more skilled you become, the more creative, the more expressive, the more fun the game is going to be, right? And this type of communication that we're talking about in this podcast is a great way to do that for both you and your teammates. I'm going to leave it there. Thanks so much again for listening. Thanks for giving ratings and reviews and sharing it. It's so awesome. I can't do it without you. As you see, there's no advertising in these podcasts or anything like that. I'm not out there with a marketing budget. So I really, really do appreciate every time you say to someone, hey, this podcast, listening to it really helped my kid, or me listening to it really helped me to help my kid, and share it with parents of players on your team and things like that. You can go check out, please check out thesoccerspecialist.com/supporters to check out the supporters club. Yes, it is something that's paid, but you can read all about it there. It's less than 17 cents a day. It really, really helps out. I'm going to leave it there. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you later.